This is Napkin Scribbles, a podcast by Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet. Today's Napkin Scribble is sponsored by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. Now here's Leonard Sweet.
Welcome to a new episode of Napkin Scribbles as we elaborate a new alphabet for a global humanity. A global alphabet or a primer that might lead us into a world where we all learn what it means to be human. We're up to D in our alphabet, or what our ancestors used to call an ABCDarium. When they put together something in alphabetical order, they would call it not an alphabet, but an ABCDarium. So this is the D in the ABCDarium of this global primer for a common humanity. And D is Dao. It's Chinese, D-A-O. There's some translations of Chinese that comes out T-A-O. But the Chinese word Dao, D-A-O or T-A-O, means a way or path, a course or a road. Confucians used the term Dao to speak of the way human beings ought to live in the world. But in Taoism or Taoism, Dao means more like the way of the universe and our need to live in harmony with the way or Dao. Now, what is important to learn from the concept of Dao is that the way is not just a human way, but a way of creation. An infinite way of living in the universe according to the Creator. John 3:16, everybody's beloved verse. For God so loved the... But the real translation here is cosmos. A cosmos. Now, it is well known that the earliest names for those who followed Jesus was people of the way. Before there were Christians, there were followers of the way, starting with the Magi, who took the way of the star to the Christ child and then went home, remember, by another way. Dao in Confucianism translates as the way. The key word in Islam is Sharia, which means the way. In Confucianism, the way is harmony with humanity. In Taoism, the way is harmony with the universe. In Islam, the way is harmony with the law of five noble pillars. In Christianity, the way is harmony with a person, the healer, the savior, who called himself the way. If any of you wants to be my followers, you must give up your way, live God's way, and follow the way. I was in an airport not long ago, and I heard somebody on their cells say, please come back, please come home, you know the way. Well, do we? Or have we forgotten the way home? Has even the church, waylaid by all sorts of goods and goodies, lost the way to the way? As Isaiah says, this is the way, walk in it. A Dao human isn't truly on the way unless they're willing to go out of the way and sometimes get in the way to follow the way. Now, the way is not an end or an event. The way is an advent, an adventure in life. A life of starting where you are and journeying from there with many interruptions and even interventions. So a Dao human knows that the way has a multitude of components. Dao is a way of thinking. Dao is a way of living. Dao is a way of godliness. Dao is a narrow way. Dao is a broad way. Dao is a glorious way. Dao is a suffering way. Dao is a risky way. Dao is an exacting way. Dao is a sublime way. Dao is an unpredictable way. Dao is an adventurous way. Dao is a low way, but on the Dao highway, the low road is the highway. The point is that God is a God of Dao, which means people, Dal people, are always on the move. At Beersheba, God says to Jacob, I will go down with you into Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. Every journey, every coming and going, every mission is a discovery of some truth that you are previously unaware of. And while there are many truths, small t, there is only one truth, capital T. And the way, capital W, leads to the truth, capital T, which brings the life, capital L. Now, in the Dal life, there will be no way situations, blocks in the way, detours on the way, disruptions to the way. When we are summoned to keep going, we will want to say, no way. Not doubtful, not unlikely, not where there's a will, there's a way, but no way, Yahweh. But the truth of Dal is that in the face of no way situations, God will make a way. And the story is full of teenagers facing no ways. David, no more than 15 years of age, is chosen to go up against the giant Goliath. No way, David, everyone said. He's too big to be hit. But Yahweh said, David, don't listen to everyone. Trust me, he's too big to miss. So God made a way. Mary, a teenager, was told by an angel that she would conceive a son who would give the world a new way of living and would save that world from itself. Virgins don't get pregnant. What about my reputation? No way can this happen, thought Mary. But God made a way. Joseph, a teenager, was sold into slavery by his own brothers. Then he was betrayed by Potiphar's wife and put into prison for life. No way was here any way out. But God made a way. Daniel, a teenager, torn from his family and kidnapped to Babylon. Daniel opened his window toward Jerusalem and displayed his faith in defiance of Nebuchadnezzar. That's what got him thrown into a lion's den. No way could he survive this, but God made a way. Gideon, the youngest of a poor family from the smallest tribe of Israel, Manasseh, is hiding out when God calls him out of hiding. No way am I the one you want for this mission, Yahweh, but God made a way. 12 of the most famous Israelites were chosen to go out from the wilderness of Paran and spy on the land of Canaan. For 40 days, they sampled the goodies flowing from this land of milk and honey. But they came back and said, no way. These Canaanites are so big, they make us look like grasshoppers. And Caleb and Joshua came back and said, no way. But they trusted God enough to say, God will make a way. I'm more and more connected to one of the great German thinkers who brokered Renaissance humanism into the bloodstream of German culture. His name was Nicholas of Cusa, lived in the 15th century. And I was reading his sermon called The Way, which I have now declared a classic. And this is almost worthy of memorization. And here is a quote from Nicholas of Cusa, who died in 1464, his sermon, The Way. Paul said that we exist in God and move in him, for we are wayfarers. The wayfarer takes his name and existence from the way. The wayfarer who walks or moves in the infinite way, if he is asked where he is, says, on the way. If asked where he moves, replies, in the way. If asked why he moves, says, because of the way. And if asked whether he goes, says, from the way. Accordingly, the infinite way is called the place of the wayfarer, and this is God. Therefore, this way, outside of which there is no wayfarer is found, is an existence without beginning or end, and from it the wayfarer takes all that he is or has, and through it he is a wayfarer. The fact that a farer begins to be a wayfarer on the way adds nothing to the infinite way itself, nor does it make any change in this way, which is eternal and immovable. Isn't that beautiful? If a Tao human is a wayfarer, we may not know where we're going, but we know who we're going with. D. I want to be a Tao human.
Thank you for listening to Napkin Scribbles. This episode contains notes and thoughts from Jesus Human, Primer for Common Humanity, Dr. Leonard Sweet's latest book, which can be found on Amazon.com. Remember, Napkin Scribbles is brought to you by Portland Seminary of George Fox University. For more information, join them on the web at portlandseminary.org. For Arthur and Professor Leonard Sweet, happy scratching and scribbling.